Scott, just down the street from where I'm standing, President Kennedy was assassinated in 1963. Every tourist guide in the world will point you to the old Texas School Book Depository here in Dallas. But you probably didn't know that about four blocks from here is a 30-foot-tall sculpture of an eyeball, or that just down the street is a herd of bronze longhorn cattle. Finding those more obscure tourist attractions? There's an app for that.
Roadside America tells you where to find all the great kitsch in America. It's a great little app.
Tamala Rich swears by the Roadside America app.
You can actually enter by type of thing that you like to see. It's usually better to do it by state.
Billing herself as the American road trip expert, Tamala Rich says she began her love affair with the open road as a child, taking family vacations across the country in a station wagon. That was before the days of onboard gaming consoles and DVD players. As an adult, she leaves nothing to chance in the planning of the perfect holiday getaway.
Definitely plan some stops, you know, have some things planned that you want to do. But if you find yourself saying, oh, okay, well, if we leave by this time, we'll have just enough time to make it to the next. If you find yourself thinking that or uttering that, you know you've gone too far. Just give yourself more breathing room.
She believes that over-planning your holiday trip can be as bad as under-planning it.
If you just totally slam-pack the day, you leave no room for any contingencies. You're just setting yourself up for disaster.
In other words, be flexible. Build in some time for spontaneity.
You're just going to encounter something. And if you are jam-packed, you don't have time to enjoy that encounter with someone who has an unusual dog or a hot air balloon that's flying overhead.
Let's take a trip in a Plymouth.
That's not to say that some basic automotive principles shouldn't be observed.
You should check the tire pressure for all of your tires and the spare. Like, many of us may forget to check the spare, but if you need the spare, you got to make sure it's got air.
And then the practical question of what to bring and what to leave behind and how to make it all fit into a suitcase. At her website, TamalaRich.com, she recommends,
if you pack the things that you need first, last. So the things that you don't need till you actually get there, pack those first because they're going to be harder to get to, and then pack the things that you're going to need to get to along the way last so you can get to them more easily.
The long and short of it, don't be afraid to take the road less traveled.
Sometimes the little towns will have funny little homegrown museums, but there are a lot of other fun little attractions that will spark the interest of the different family members.
And relax. After all, a road trip is a vacation. Scott?